Hello, and welcome to my first audio review for a comic book. Figured since, hey, the audio blogcast thing I did with my stack did pretty well, I thought I'd just offer a full-on review here. A nice short review for y'all to enjoy. The first book here that I'm reviewing is from Monkeys with Machine Guns. It's called Making Deals with Devils, which is an anthology. They sent me a PDF to read, and it contains three of the four stories that are involved. And I'm going to read the print here that came with it. The following pages are taken from Monkeys with Machine Guns' latest anthology, Making Deals with Devils. The complete book contains an additional Wrathbone story by Chris Lynch and exclusive sketchbook content from Stuart. This is the first book published for Monkeys with Machine Guns by the North American publisher Open Book Press, under the Smash Comics imprint. The book is currently available via Amazon, Small Zone Distribution, and all good bookstores. The cover price is $3.99 American and £2.39 in UK money. Format is 36-page prestige format, color covers, black and white interior, and not getting the ISBN number. Moving right along into the book itself. I enjoyed it. I'm going to say that right off the bat. The first story is called Left Behind. It involves cats and death and introspection and a guy whining, but it's good. It's really, really good. The art is very indie-looking, and I think Stuart, or Stuart, or however, his name's Stuart, but it's stylized to STU.ART. Stuart does a great job with the art here. It's very indie, very shadow-heavy, good line work, not too terrible stuff going, you know, when you talk about indie art, you don't expect awesome or herb art, but I do like what I see. It's, the stylization is perfect for the story. It takes you there. Not getting into any more of the details because I don't want to ruin it for you. But it's definitely something in the same vein as Tales from the Dark Side, or Twilight Zone, or Outer Limits, or any one of those shows. You're going to enjoy it. A great way to kick off this anthology, I have to say. It definitely sets the pace and the mood. Now, the next story is called 30 Pieces, and involves a cab driver, his passenger, who is a very interesting passenger, and what happens, and there's angels involved, and other creepy skeletal figures chasing the cab driver and whatnot, and angelic wardings. Not going to give away too much here. Then, at the end, of course, it says, 30 pieces, no fare. And that's the name of the story. And maybe that gives a bit of a clue of who the passenger is. And that's all I'm going to say. Chris Lynch and Mark Smith? Oh, geez, I hope I have that right. I can't read the print here, my PDF copy, unfortunately. The art in here is actually really good. It's drawn very nicely. The line work and shadow work is excellent. I think the action sequences are just amazing. I think this is one of the best pieces of short story work I've seen in comic format in quite some time. And definitely, by this point, I decided that I need to pick up this book in hard copy format. So you guys are already getting my money. I hope you're happy. You money-taking fools, you. The next one is called The Exchange, the third story, and the last one I got to read, by Chris Lynch and Stuart. Once again, similar art from the first story, very heavy on the shading, but good line work, kind of that jagged line look, jagged dark line look sort of thing. It's very hard to describe art. Maybe I should have taken more art history classes back in college or something. Then again, I think I drank away all my memories from college, but I guess it doesn't matter. Anyway, going on, the third story, liked it. It was something that I think that you folks out there who like eerie, strange stories should enjoy. It is something that, well, if I start explaining anything about this last story, The Exchange, you'll get too much given away once again. It's very difficult to review anthology books unless you give, like, one's opinion, unless one gives their opinion about the entirety of the thing. It really is a good anthology, and The Exchange is a good story. Now, I really wish I could, read that, what was it, Wrathbone's story. I guess I'll have to pick it up to find out. Normally with review copies, you get the whole thing. This is like the first thing I've received for review that, well, is all but one story. Still, not complaining. I really did enjoy this. I'm going to buy it. I would have to say on a scale of 1 to 10, based on the fact, you know, it's an independent comic, probably published out of someone's house, very homebrew. With all that in mind, I'd have to give this, just on sheer fun alone, an 8 out of 10. It's got good art. It's got great story. These guys will hopefully become names in the industry because they're definitely on a good start. Monkeys with Machine Guns is a cool website. I recommend that you check it out at www.monkeyswithmachineguns.com. If you're looking for something that's going to whet your appetite for strange, short stories, this is an anthology of comic stories that you need to pick up. It will definitely go on your shelf, or in your box, I should say, along with other comics such as, say, Negative Burn or 2000 AD. And then, actually, speaking of 2000 AD, I know it's probably every single audio broadcast I'm going to have to bring up 2000 AD, but this reminds me a lot of Tharg's Future Shocks in many ways. Strange stories with twists. Always good. Like I've mentioned Twilight Zone before. Twilight Zone's one of my absolute favorite shows of all time. So, with that in mind, do yourself a favor and pick up this offering from Monkeys with Machine Guns. Thanks for listening, and if you would like to contact me about this review or anything else, please give me an email at steve@mediagauntlet.com. That's steve@mediagauntlet.com. I sincerely hope you have enjoyed listening to this review, that it's done everything it can for you, from curing cancer to actually increasing your wealth. And I don't just mean monetary wealth, I mean spiritual wealth, like something from God or Dan Abnett, who's actually more important than God, if you ask me.